feel like that this film is a very powerful tool in our arsenal in the pro-life movement that can be used. And we hope that many different organizations will use it as that.
This is Family Policy Matters, a weekly radio show and podcast from NC Family, designed to better inform listeners about the critical issues of the day and encourage you to be voices of persuasion for family values in your communities. And now your host, NC Family President John Rustin.
Thank you for joining us today for Family Policy Matters. I can't tell you how excited I am to introduce our next guest to you. In fact, she is the subject of an incredibly powerful and life-changing new movie that's out in theaters across our nation right now. Unplanned is the inspiring true story of one woman's journey of transformation from directing one of the nation's largest abortion clinics to becoming one of the most powerful voices in the pro-life movement in our country. That remarkable woman, Abby Johnson, joins us today to discuss her personal journey and this incredible film that is exposing the truth about abortion and the abortion industry like we've never seen it before. The film doesn't stop there, though, because it offers a heartfelt message of redemption, love, forgiveness, and healing for anyone and everyone who's been impacted by abortion in one way or another. If there ever has been a must-see film, this is it, because it literally has the potential to change our nation's perspective and heart about abortion and the callous destruction of innocent human lives that's taking place every day across our nation and in our own communities. Abby Johnson, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's a real honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, Abby, your personal story is no secret. It's actually up on the big screen now, so it's anything but that. But for those who have not read your book or seen the movie Unplanned, give us a quick playback of your life's journey to this point, if you will.
Sure. I worked at Planned Parenthood for 8 years. I was a clinic director at a Planned Parenthood facility here in Texas, and left in October of 2009 after witnessing a live abortion via an ultrasound. And I saw a 13-week-old unborn child fight and struggle for his life against the abortion instruments. And I knew then that I could no longer participate in abortion in any way. And so I ended up leaving my job at the clinic and have been speaking out and trying to expose abortion and what's happening inside of these clinics ever since then. But also really trying to bring healing to those who have been affected by abortion in some way.
Well, that is so important. So, Abby, I know that you've done a lot of public speaking and you've written a book, but what led to turning your story into a movie like Unplanned?
Well, I was just approached by two filmmakers, the men that wrote and directed God's Not Dead, and I... you know, had never, ever considered turning my book into a film. But we really prayed about it and talked with them about it and felt like this was something that we needed to do. And so we moved forward and we've been working on it now for the past few years.
Well, thanks so much for doing that. Now, the movie ultimately received an R rating from the Motion Picture Association of America for all things violence. After all, it is a movie about abortion. And it seems like this was a surprise to some. Was this a surprise to you? And did it concern you at all?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say it was a little surprising. I watch what's on TV and I see what's in PG-13 films. And I thought, oh, there's no way that this film will get anything over a PG-13 rating, because I see what's out there. I see the violence, the death, the gore, the profanity, the nudity. I see what's out there. And I thought, no, we don't have any of that in our film except for an abortion, which of course is an act of violence. But yeah, when it came back, we were surprised. But I have to say, I mean, it's almost like the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, it's almost like they stumbled backwards into the truth by admitting that abortion is violent.
Yeah.
And that it is disturbing.
Well, I know that that was the impression that I kind of came to after I heard that, that it absolutely should be. And so it's what you've said is right on, that, you know, the abortion is absolutely an act of violence, and it's appropriate that it be labeled as such. Now, Abby, I know a lot of people who have already seen Unplanned have commented on the way that different groups and perspectives of the abortion issue are portrayed in the film. From your perspective, why was it important to present a comprehensive and also an honest portrayal of the different kinds of individuals, interests, and mindsets that are involved on all sides of the abortion debate?
Well, you know, like I said in my book, I think there's good and bad on both sides of this issue. And I think that I think it's important, if we're going to actually be honest about our own movement and about the pro-choice movement, that we do talk about where we get it right and where we get it wrong. And I think that's really important. And I wanted to show, from my perspective as being a clinic director, what was most effective, what actually did work in front of our clinic on the clinic sidewalk. And it's not that people who do things a different way are doing so with bad intentions, but when we're talking about lives on the line, I think it's very important for us to do what is proven to be most effective and what is in line with God's teaching. And so it was very important for me that I was honest about my experiences with both sides. It was important to me that I showed the humanity of those who worked inside the abortion clinic with me. And it was important to show the best practices on the sidewalk.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a radio show and podcast from NC Family. You can sign up to receive an updated podcast each week on iTunes or any podcast app. To listen to the show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
Well, the film does cover all of those matters and many more. It's really, I think, quite a feat that the film Unplanned covers as much ground and as many issues related to abortion and the abortion industry as it does. So, Abby, in the kind of a big picture perspective, what do you hope, what is your desire, what is your prayer about what this movie will accomplish?
Well, I think we're already seeing it happen. I wake up every day with dozens of messages from people who went to go see the film, were pro-choice when they walked in, and were pro-life when they walked out. And of course, that's a huge victory for the Lord. But then also, where we are already, just over this weekend, hearing of lives saved because of this film. And the lives of these innocent children. And so we are seeing so much fruit, and we're only a few days in. So we're just praying. We know, we have confidence that will continue throughout the next few weeks. We feel like that this film is a very powerful tool in our arsenal in the pro-life movement that can be used. And we hope that many different organizations will use it as that.
Well, the film clearly tears back or removes the curtain on abortion and the abortion industry. And I guess kind of paralleling the experience that you share of your life and that the transformation that you had throughout the film, our culture is very much living with blinders on when it comes to this issue. I know even for myself, when I saw the movie, I was astounded at the truth that it brings forward, the way that it just completely removes the curtain and shows abortion and the abortion industry for what it is. And Abby, I know you started a ministry that offers, and you've mentioned this, that that offers support to abortion workers who want to leave the industry and others who are affected by it. Tell us a little bit about your work in that arena, really seeking to offer the healing that you talked about.
Sure. So I started an organization in 2012, mid-2012, and our goal is simple. We reach into abortion clinics, we get their workers out, we get them on a path of healing, into a new line of employment, into a relationship with Christ. And then when possible, we are able to shut down these places where they once worked because of the information that they have and know about their former employer. We have helped right at 500 abortion workers leave their jobs, 7 full-time abortion doctors put down their instruments. And so it has been really just an amazing blessing to be part of that transformative process that's happening in the lives of these individuals.
That's incredible. Praise the Lord. Well, Abby, one overwhelming thought that I had after seeing a pre-screening of Unplanned is that everyone, and I mean everyone, needs to see this film. And they need to watch it from beginning to end because the message of forgiveness, of redemption, and healing is as important as the truth we see about the horrors of abortion in the abortion industry throughout the movie. So what would you say is a word of encouragement to those who consider themselves to be both pro-life and those who consider themselves to be pro-choice, who may still be on the fence about going to see Unplanned?
Well, I think it's important that if we are pro-life, I think it's important that we are the best apologists for our faith and our causes as we can be. And this film really exposes the abortion industry for what it is, that it's manipulative, that it's exploitive, that it's taking advantage of women. And we need to be equipped with that information if we're going to effectively fight for the unborn and their mothers. You know, and I would say for people who are pro-choice, it's important for them to go watch this film because you need to know what you support. You know, don't be a cheerleader for something that you have never seen before. You know, you can walk into this movie and walk out still pro-choice, but at least know what you're actually supporting, what you're cheering for. And I've told people, you know, you will not be able to walk out of this film saying, well, I just didn't know what happened. I didn't know what abortion was. You will know, and then you in turn are culpable for that information and what you do with it. And so we're just praying that many, many seeds are planted through, you know, during this time, and that many lives are changed.
Amen. Well, Abby, we're just about out of time for this week, but before we go, I want to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know where they can go to learn more about your journey, about your ministry, and also to find out more about the movie Unplanned.
Sure. So for more information about Unplanned, they can go to unplanned.com. Simple. For more information about our ministry, they can go to prolove.com.
And let me repeat those websites. That's prolove.com. Again, prolove.com. And also for the movie Unplanned, unplanned.com. So listeners, please avail yourselves of these opportunities to learn more about Abby's life, her journey, her story, her work, and go see the movie Unplanned. It will absolutely change your life. It'll change your perspective about abortion, and it will arm you with the truth about what abortion is really about and the abortion industry as well. But as well, it includes an incredibly strong message of healing and redemption and love and mercy that we all need to hear. So with that, Abby Johnson, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters and for your incredible work and brave dedication to the cause of life.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You have been listening to Family Policy Matters, a weekly radio show and podcast from NC Family. To listen to the show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.